Today is Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Choose North City. Choose black people. Choose community.
Dozens of people with those sentiments packed the Kennedy Room before the St. Louis Aldermanic HUD's committee on how the last of the Rams money should be held.
$110 million was already going to tornado recovery in North St. Louis, but community members wanted the committee to take $55 million slated for downtown to be reallocated for the tornado. But the people felt like their pleas fell on deaf ears.
After they met with you in your hearings and your office hours, that this, after all of that, people who are suffering the most made time to give you all of that time, all of that energy, and this is the best you will give them? You don't deserve to lead this. You are more of the same. You ought to be ashamed.
The Aldermanic HUD Committee voted unanimously to give the $110 million to tornado recovery with another $10 million, and Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier added an amendment to use the interest from the $55 million going to downtown. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge.
We really cleaned up, I think, the downtown bucket. You know, the downtown bucket had about five different uses, and it really wasn't clear, like the riverfront language wasn't clear. It was important that we mention that there's actually a plan for downtown, and there's been a plan for downtown before COVID.
The people were not happy with the vote and vowed to vote the Alder people who backed $55 million for downtown out of office. It now goes before the full board of aldermen. Rasheen Aldridge expects passage. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
St. Louis County has a new police chief. The Board of Police Commissioners has officially named Colonel Juan Cox the department's 11th chief. Commissioner Thomasina Hassler says both finalists were strong, but Cox stood out.
Both candidates were excellent. Colonel Cox, yeah, has a breadth of experience that we were looking for in terms of the different assignments over the years in the department.
For Cox, who joined the force back in 1995, it's the top of a long climb.
It feels good to start out as a police recruit with a whole bunch of talented individuals and to be here 31 years later as the police chief. You know, I'm humbled, actually, and it's a blessing.
Cox replaces Colonel Kenneth Gregory, who retired this spring. He says picking his own deputy chief is next on the list. A problem in St. Louis is not just a St. Louis problem.
Teen takeovers. Sunday's chaos at a Shrewsbury trampoline park. 300 kids, 8 fights, a 12-year-old with a butcher knife is the latest in a string of similar scenes at entertainment venues across the country this year. Six Flags St. Louis, of course, shut down on its opening day after 100 teenagers started brawling in the parking lot. An Orlando amusement park got rushed by over 1,000 kids the same weekend. Two deputies wound up in the hospital. And now at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, police just wrapped up a 2-month investigation into their opening day fight and came back with 55 charges, felonies included, against kids as young as 12. Social media is how they're organizing. Chaperone policies are typically how the parks are responding. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The mayor of Arlington Heights says there's blame to go around for failure to get a deal done to keep the Bears in Illinois. And some should go to Chicago Mayor Johnson, who convinced some lawmakers to hold out for a non-existent plan. Mike Krause has more.
Mayor Jim Tenaglia says, and this is a quote, those lawmakers and Mayor Johnson, what they've accomplished by this nonsense is instead of saying, good, the Bears will still be in Illinois, the choice is instead, oh yeah, we'll let them go to Indiana.
So now the Bears have no choice. I mean, I get it. There's no angry Arlington Heights situation here. It's really just an unfortunate turn of events of how all that shook out, and it's clear that this is just a mistake.
Denalia believes a special legislative session is a long shot. He's not expecting that, and he's not expecting the Bears to wait to see if something happens in the fall.
Gas prices slowly dipping, but are St. Louisans still feeling pain at the pumps? KMOX's Sean Malone has more.
Is it impacting your budget overall, having to spend more than you were a few months ago?
Sure it is. Sure.
How so?
Well, with the price of food, gas, and everything else, everything's so up and high and out of control. It affects us.
Is it tough driving this truck?
It's a gas guzzler, so yeah. Legit, I can only put $12 in right now, and that's all I got. So it's been a struggle trying to keep up with it.
I would hope for it to go down or a little bit lower, but can't make any promises or can't see the future either.
Is it hurting your budget at all trying to figure out moving forward through the summer months what you guys are going to be able to do with the price of gas as it is?
I would say so.
Oh, so have you had to change any summer plans or anything?
A couple times, but nothing too major.
Sugar Fire Smokehouse partnering this summer with Jordan Walker. The Cardinals outfielder will have his own limited time menu item at all Sugar Fire locations starting today.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.